Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking cybersecurity, or in some cases, the lack of it, with Ira Victor of DiscoveryTechnician.com. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted, even though he scares us, to welcome back to the program Ira Victor. He is the chief forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here, Sam.
All right, so let's start out with the incident that happened a little while ago, which was the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. Shut down gasoline to the East Coast, spread up the East Coast. I think that brought ransomware home to a lot more people than had ever thought about it before.
I would agree with you. I think it was a watershed moment. A lot of people have thought that the cybercrime, information security, all the things that I deal with, it doesn't really, if people have the notion, it doesn't really affect me. I'm not a bank. I don't work at the Pentagon. People say this, we're not a bank. We don't work at the Pentagon. So cybercrime really doesn't affect us that much. But really, people now realize that cybercrime issues about information security affects everyone. Think about it. The smartphone that just about everyone is carrying around today, that has more computing power than a supercomputer did just a generation ago.
Right.
So we're all affected now, because business today in the Western world, business relies upon these technologies to distribute gasoline, to deliver all sorts of goods and services. We all depend upon computers for that.
Isn't it easier to list the things that don't depend on computers than the ones that do? It's a shorter list.
It's a shorter list. And in the West it is. Now you go to third world countries, there's less technology in third world countries, but they're a lot poorer than we are.
Right, but in those countries, and I don't mean to be argumentative here, but in those countries, cell phones are king. Cell phones are cheap, and so even though they don't have PCs and laptops, everybody has a cell phone, no matter how poor they are. So, the third world is just as connected. I mean, it's really stunning to see, the technology that's available.
Obviously it depends where in the third world, right? But by and large, a lot of places in the third world, for example, The electric power grid is still switched on and off manually.
Right. Okay.
Okay? So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I got
you. About just the phones.
I got you.
The phones are, us in the West, are a reflection of the interconnection and the computerization of so much of what we do in society. And the phones are a reflection of that. In third world countries, yes, people have phones, but their grid, their gasoline is still pumped probably by someone turning a big one of those big metal wheels to move the liquid.
Gotcha. Okay.
And rather than being automated.
All right. So the gasoline situation immediately illuminated in my mind, the safety of our water, the safety of our power, and I think that these are all at risk, and that we're not really being told the truth by companies across the country that assure us that everything's fine. But I get the sense that it's not. What's your take on it?
So I agree. I think that in some respects, what happened to Colonial Pipeline was like the first bombing of 9/11, the first bombing of the World Trade Tower before 9/11 in 1993, I think it was. And that was a bomb that was driven into the parking garage of one of the World Trade Centers and blew up about 10 stories or so. They were trying to take down the building. They did not succeed. The Colonial Pipeline is that warning shot. That you're right. Critical infrastructure, that's important. That's why we call it critical infrastructure. But lots of things that we do in society today that we take for granted that, we're going to have this because we wake up in the morning, that's being delivered through technologies, information technologies. And the poor security we have around these information technologies make them very brittle. That includes critical infrastructure like the items you suggested. Although the list that the federal government lists as critical infrastructure includes your bank, includes your hospital. It includes things that, it includes agriculture. So things that we may not think are the same as the electric grid or fuel pipeline still are considered by experts as critical infrastructure, and we depend on them every single day.
Well, I think that you only have to look at what happened during COVID to see what the essential services were, that things like construction and agriculture are absolutely essential.
That's right, and they are being delivered with these information technologies. Now, here's what I think has happened. To expound upon your question, we've got non-technical managers making important decisions about their organizations. Great, that's the way we have it. But they come from they've been taught, and the common practice has been that IT people should be responsible for information security. It's actually two different disciplines.
Right.
IT is about making everything open so everything interoperates, so that when someone orders a tanker of diesel fuel or gasoline, that a tanker is quickly delivered to sent to the gas station and delivered. So everything has to interconnect and be made interoperable. Information, and that's the culture of IT. Information security, we look at this and go, whoa, wait, where are the risks? What could possibly go wrong? Where are the legal liabilities that could ensnarl us? And let's weigh those risks against, hey, maybe that fuel truck to be delivered is going to take 5 minutes more, but we're reducing our risk by a significant amount.
All right, so big picture, that makes total sense. But it seems to me that in the real world, the attacks, which are in the millions daily, maybe even billions daily, are overwhelming the industry that you work with.
So they're overwhelming IT. Because
absolutely.
For example, in Colonial Pipeline, based on publicly available information I've been able to dig through, information security is a medium level executive that reports to the head of IT. The IT's culture, make everything open, make everything interoperate, get that fuel truck there 5 minutes faster. Therefore, the risk issues get subsumed to the IT culture of make everything open, make everything work as easy as possible. We need to separate, smart organizations are separating IT from information security. And then there's an executive, it might be the chief operating officer, it might be the chief financial officer, it might be the chief executive officer, is getting input from both sides, risk and liability versus delivering that tanker 5 minutes sooner. And then an executive makes that decision, but Colonial doesn't look like they're getting that, didn't, didn't have that structure, as far as I can tell. And if I and as I look back at the other major cyber attacks, including ransomware attacks, that is a common theme where information security is not separate from IT. Information security is not failing, Sam. The senior management is failing to understand that they need to separate IT from information security.
Okay, so can information security protect any company, military, government, from attack?
Yes, by focusing on process, not by buying more firewalls or buying a different antivirus or buying some new shiny widget that a whole bunch of salespeople are out on the street right now pushing as the silver bullet to solve the problems. It's not about buying stuff, it's about process. But how do we change the processes in our organization to make our organization more resistant to attacks? For example, the Center for Internet Security Controls. If you implement the first third of the controls, there are 18 of them right now, the first six of them, that drops the risk of being hit by ransomware by 80%. Now, there's 80% of the attacks that cause you to suffer a major catastrophe is stopped by just implementing the first six controls out of the 18. And when you do the 18, you're now in the 90th percentile. That's a focus on info. That's what I mean by focusing and allowing information security to exist, a separate importance in the organization, and then following good process. We can do it. We can stop the majority of these attacks.
All right. So then that comes into some interesting questions. One, the cost. Two, the efficiency. And three, America's passion for not getting the best necessarily, but getting the most expedient. Because the simpler you make things, the more you dumb them down, the more people are able to utilize them and purchase them. So for example, when computers first came out, all the cords were the same color. They didn't sell lots of those computers. As soon as the yellow cord went in the yellow slot and the green cord went in the green slot, suddenly people were able to use computers. Television, VCRs, Beta, the best technology that was eventually the industry standard, versus VHS. VHS, better marketing, crappier product, but that was the successful one. CDs for music versus MP3s. MP3s, easier to use, cheaper, more convenient. CDs, much better quality. CDs dying. So how do we look at, you know, this information technology and protecting ourselves when our natural bent as a country is to go, we want the cheapest, we want the most convenient?
Yeah, so the more expensive alternative is to listen to all the salesmen and saleswomen that are pushing bigger, better firewalls or the latest shiny object. That's the throw money at it solution. The economical way is to use something like the Center for Internet Security Standard. It's not actually that expensive. It's about changing process. For example, I mean, we know this simply. At a lot of big companies, if there's going to be a check written over a certain amount, you have two signatures on it. Does that mean you've got to buy some expensive widget? No. Someone's got to get the check over to two people, and they have to sign it. We just have that check and balance. That's the kind of change I'm talking about when we talk about process. We're about how we're doing something, not buying more stuff. That's right. How we do it.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back so much more after this timeout.
Great question, Sam.
Well,
really good.
I try to come from...
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victa, the Chief Forensic Analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. You got a free webinar coming up with Chris Moore, who was on the program that you sent us. Tell us about this webinar so people can learn more.
Yeah, so we're going to do, it's invitation, so you have to contact me for it, but we're going to do a lunch and learn webinar. We're going to talk about ransomware from a legal and risk perspective, whether you should be paying the ransom or not, hint, you shouldn't, and why not, and how you do things like reduce risk. We're going to dive into some of these processes that organizations can do to protect themselves from ransomware. So we're going to do it on June 22nd, and it's going to be from noon. It's going to be about a 40-minute webinar, and go to discoverytechnician.com, click on the Contact Us link, and send us an email with some information about your organization, and we'll send you an invite.
Okay, so you're talking about ransomware and saying don't pay the ransom. You know, the United States government has said, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists for a long time, but the truth of the matter is that they do. What's the deal with ransomware, and whether you negotiate or whether you pay the ransom, tell us from your perspective.
Yeah, you shouldn't pay the ransom, full stop. If you pay the ransom, there is not a good chance you're going to come out well on the other side. Colonial Pipeline paid the ransom, and they found that the cure to the attack didn't even really work. So they had to roll up their sleeves and restore their system with other means. They lost time doing that. Instead of just saying, well, we've been hit with this, now let's roll up our sleeves and recover. Also, I have actually worked cases where the organization paid the ransomware, thought that everything was fine, and a week later they were hit again. So we don't have the time for me to go over all the reasons why I think it's bad, but it's not bad, it's really bad. And really what we're looking at is, you've got a bad situation, you know, you've got a horrible situation when your network has been ransomed. And now the question is, what is the least bad decision I'm going to make? The best decision, now that you can be thinking about this, is do what you can that's reasonable to reduce the likelihood that you get hit by this. And that is something that steps you can take right now to do. So you reduce that likelihood that you get hit, or if you do get hit, like Colonial Pipeline, if they had gotten hit and a couple computers had been ransomed, we wouldn't have even heard about it. They would have, if you have your network set up with the right process, those three computers are isolated, taken off the network, and you go about your business. That's not a bad situation. It's kind of like getting a fender bender in the parking lot. You can still drive your car home.
Right.
So having the good process in place now will mean you either won't get hit, or if you do, it's like a fender bender, and you can manage that in your business.
All right, so without this being a commercial for your company, but it may end up being one, I mean, should companies have somebody that they're paying a retainer to, an annual or monthly retainer, that advises them on computer security rather than IT, and that would then be available if something happens or they think something, you know, for example, last night, my wife said to me, hey, I've got this email saying I need to change my password on eBay. And I said, delete.
Yep.
Even though it had lots of things on there that looked official, delete. Do not go in there and put your password in there, or a new password or whatever. It would be much, but I have my own people, but they are IT people, that I call and say, this is what's going on. Should I have somebody else like yourself that I am now contracting with so that that way, A, you're aware of what my business is and what my systems are, and B, if the you-know-what hits the fan, that you're the first person I call.
Yes, you should. And it's not just me saying this. The best experts in the field have been saying for quite some time, this is the information security, risk management, understanding about the legal liability issues, that is a separate discipline than IT. And so, yes, and you don't need to hire someone full-time. You just need to have someone available, or if your organization is larger, you have a few people available, you have a team available that can assist you and be on call for you, just as you said, because that's also part of protecting yourself from cybercrime and ransomware, is when something is starting to happen, what do we do now so we don't make it worse? The IT people are not going to be the right people to know what to do.
All right. As we're taping this, the JBS meatpacking ransomware deal is going on. It's stunning that a company is responsible for 25% of the beef in this country, let alone around the world. They're huge in Brazil and other countries as well. They're in a ransomware situation. Just speak to it for the moment, knowing that news could have changed by the time we air this.
Yeah, it does affect us here because we already know, as of this taping, that their facility in Utah is being impacted by that. I can imagine that our grocery shelves are probably stocked with some of their products from Utah. This is an example of how the issue of information security and risk goes well beyond what most people think it does. It's not just about the banks or the Pentagon or whatever people think it is. It's about everything we do today. And to the extent that you understand that and realize that, that's the first step in saying, okay, where is the risk in my life, or where is the risk in my business or where I work? Because I want to reduce those risks. You know, Sam, years ago, before electricity, people understood about it, a power line would easily come down because the technology was old, and someone in a horse would ride by, and it was raining because it was storming, and there was an electric wire jumping up and down the road. The person would get off their buggy to try to move the electric wire away, and they would electrocute themselves and die. We're at that stage right now. So it's time to actually take some actions, because with some pretty simple steps, we can stop a lot of this. Just like we don't hear about people getting electrocuted on the road anymore, we can stop these by taking some basic smart efforts.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ira Victor. He's the chief forensic analyst, analyst with discoverytechnician.com. Just quickly give me another plug for the webinar.
Yeah, so it is on June 20, June 22nd. It's coming up. It's a lunch webinar, so you do it during your lunch break. Send an email through the contact page at discoverytechnician.com, and it's about ransomware risk and reducing your legal liability with one of the partners with Lemon, Grundy, and Eisenberg, Chris Moore, and yours truly, Ira Victor.
We got a minute left. What is the legal liabilities area?
Oh, it's huge. There are lawsuits happening right now, right here in Nevada, where poor process in handling data, whether the party is right or wrong in the dispute, the poor handling of data in the organization is costing them dearly because of issues related to legal liability. That's happening right now in Nevada.
And what can be done to stop this?
So a good process in information security makes a world of difference.
So it all comes down to the same thing.
It all comes down to good process. These are all the result of not having good process. And we had to stop putting a band. It's like putting a Band-Aid on cancer. When you say, oh, we're just going to do this, we're going to buy this little widget, and that's it. We got to get to the root of it, which is change the way we're handling information. And get an expert to help you with that.
Before it's too late.
Before it's too late.
And that's where we got to leave it. Ira Victor, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll be right back.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny!
Dad?
Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh? You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.